Psalm 89. I'm going to read just as verses 19 through 21. The reason for that is that we're concentrating on the theme of keeping in step with the Spirit with our psalm meditations throughout this year. So I want to draw your attention very directly to these promises, these words that are given here. Psalm 89, verses 19 through 21. Speaking of God, it says, "Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, 'I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him.'" I want to call attention here to the anointing that is described. Psalm 89 is one that emphasizes God's covenant with King David. I hope that you will remember that David is a foreshadowing of his great, 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 ever so great grandson, Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate King and Lord and our Savior. And in verse 20, it says, "I have found my servant David, with my holy oil I have anointed him." I'll remind you that 1 Samuel records the historical act where that happened, and it says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that time forward." Spirit of the Lord came upon David at his anointing. J.I. Packer helpfully identifies the work of the Spirit as part of what he calls the experiential Christian life. And I call your attention to that because sometimes as Reformed Christians, we tend to emphasize just the rational side of our makeup and of our faith. We emphasize the truths that we are taught, the things that we rationally understand, and use those as the basis of our faith. And there's a truth to this, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But faith is also experiential. Don't miss that. God draws us into a relationship with Him. We experience love, joy, peace, and so on. So anointing lies mainly in this realm of experience, and it comes through here in Psalm 89. This portion is emphasizing the promise that God had given to David and how he sought him out, how he raised him up to be king over his people Israel. And to accomplish that task, or to signify that task, he was anointed with oil. Now, as the psalm also indicates, and I'll encourage you to read the entirety of it this afternoon, you'll see that this was no easy calling that David had. It was really difficult. There were enemies outside. Think of the giant Goliath and the Philistines that were invading over and over again. He also led a nation that often wandered and rebelled. And he himself wandered and sinned too. How would David ever be up to this task? The answer comes in verse 19, if you look there, by God's choosing and by God's power. By God's choosing and by his power. It says then in verses 20 and 21, I'll read that again. "I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him." So this anointing, this giving of the Holy Spirit, provided two things. First, it was an open indication of the Lord's choice. And second, it was a tangible expression of God's real presence with David, a real presence that enabled him to do the work that God called him to do. And this way, it functions something like and similar to the sacraments that God has given. There's an outward act, the putting of oil on David's head. And that was a sign of something spiritual and something inward, that God poured out his Holy Spirit on David. There is that tangible expression of the Holy Spirit coming to David, indicating God's choice for him to serve as king and enabling him to rule as God designed. This is highly experiential. This would bring assurance to David about God's choice and the ability that God gave to him. You might think of him going to fight the giant Goliath, how he identified that he was not coming with the weapons of this world, but in the name of the Lord, God of Israel, was coming to stand against this enemy. So there was assurance and enablement that was taking place. You can see that throughout the rest of this psalm as well. You can see how God says, no enemy shall outwit him or overwhelm him, verses 22 and 23, or he will rule with righteousness and justice, mercy and truth. God poured out his Spirit. He anointed David with the Spirit to assure him and to enable him. Well, this, of course, I hope you recognize is fulfilled in Christ, who is the King, the Son of David. And notice that we also know him by another name. We know him by the name Christ, which is in the Hebrew, Messiah, which means the Anointed One. The Anointed One. Jesus' anointing was not by the hands of men. He was anointed when the Spirit was poured out on him at his baptism. The Apostle Peter remembers this event, and he reflects on it. He says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10. This is who David represents, our Lord Jesus Christ, who too was anointed with the Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, so that Father, Son, and Spirit are accomplishing our redemption. And all you who believe in Jesus Christ are also anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Old Covenant was reserved often for those who were in positions of leadership and ruling. Kings and priests were anointed. But in this New Covenant era, God has poured out the Spirit richly and given the Spirit to all. The Spirit was in all believers in all times, but this New Covenant era has a bountiful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so the Apostle John says of this anointing, and says of you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. God has blessed you. God, the Spirit, comes and dwells in you, abides in you. Think of how the Comforter, the Advocate, assures you that you belong to him. And think of how the Spirit enables you to live for him. So as we sing this, we'll be remembering, keep in step with the Spirit, how the Spirit has anointed you. Well, let's do that. Let's sing our Psalm of the Month, Psalm 89D. Recognize that anointing that is described here and praise the Lord for the giving of his Holy Spirit to you. Let's stand and sing Psalm 89D.